Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Another super Saturday, this first day of July. From our Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, we're actually in our Ice Pick Vodka Body Armor Clubhouse Studios, right in front of the simulator. I just saw you take a couple of swings, Ben Botham. And
they're not half bad, Mike. I'm starting to get a little bit better, I think.
Don't get full of yourself. It's a little early. Little early in your golfing career.
Yeah, I mean, I've been out there once or twice, but I'm sure I could keep up with you, Mike.
Well, I'm not the barometer. 24-year-old athletes, that's your barometer, young man. So anyway, he's Ben Botham, of course, graduate of Savannah State, Seminole, and now he's a faculty member, and he's also a coach. And what's really cool is last night in the All-Star game, Florida versus California, there was a couple Seminoles playing?
Yeah, there were two guys from Seminole. Two Warhawks were there. Kendall Hoffman and Alex Espelot were both playing on the team.
Beat Cali 3-0.
Yes, they did. And Kendall Hoffman, he came in and closed the prior game against Texas, sending Florida to the championship game in a 4-1 victory. So we're very proud of both those guys getting out there and being able to represent Seminole on the national stage.
Well, we're going to talk to Brad Richardson in the second hour about that. He's going to break it down a little bit for us, who was involved in that. All of that's brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor, and we've got some exciting news as we got a jam-packed show. We're going to talk a little bit of skateboarding. Then, of course, we'll dive into our Tampa Bay Rowdies ticket giveaway with Jim Hart. And we've got the Wire Ranch High School soccer and tennis coach. And he's the AD. Now, that's quite the resume. AD, soccer, tennis, state champions in tennis. And then Peter Blake will join us in our first podcast profile. We're putting a partnership together, and that's brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery. And then we've got some kids from Hollins Baseball that didn't get on. Remember we had them on during that run the year before with Coach Ralph Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for somehow our paths didn't cross, and they're getting ready to go to college. And they loved coming on. I said, boys, come on down, and we'll talk a little high school baseball, and we'll talk about this All-Star event. Where was that played at?
At the Trop?
No, the one last night, Florida versus Cali.
I believe.
Brad will
have that. I don't have the exact location.
And then we're going to talk to Ruby George, the Florida. Pull this up after we get done with this conversation about skating. This is right up your alley. Florida Grid League. This thing is taking the nation by storm, and we're going to talk to Ruby George from Orlando, then, of course, Brad Richardson. And I will take the hit, Matt. Last week we couldn't reach the big old Oscar Garner III. Well, I typed one of the numbers in incorrectly.
Oh, geez.
So he's going to break down some NBA. We're going to talk a lot of Rays. What a game last night. 15-4. You probably fell asleep, or you were out partying. I fell asleep to the game, but we were down 4-0. I was like, where's this going?
Yeah, and we end up with a 15-4 win over Seattle. You know, each of the Rays' starting nine batters recorded an RBI on Friday. That's spectacular.
Is that a record?
I don't think it's a record, but, you know, it's amazing that we were able to do that. You know, we tallied 15 unanswered runs after trailing 4-0, and the Rays now hold on to their AL lead with 128 home runs over the Angels, 125 with last night's performance.
And they've got Ohtani, who hit his 30th last night, leading their way. They got one guy basically carrying them.
Yeah,
we've got balance.
We do have balance. And, you know, this was especially after our little, you know, June downturn, which I've been saying was probably going to come anyways. But I'm happy that we came out.
In June.
Yeah, we came out with
17-10, right?
Yeah, yeah. Really, it was great. The Rays, they still lead. They're the second best team in ERA in the MLB. And, you know, it's been coming with some reinforcements in the bullpen. Sean Armstrong, Jake Dykeman, and Robert Stevenson. Those guys have really helped us through, and we went 10-16 in the month of June. And, you know, the Rays were okay. But when you look at other teams like the A's or the Mets went 7-19. The A's actually beat them during the month of June, going 9-16, Mike. So We were the best in the AL East, tied with the Blue Jays, who went 16-10, and we're still, you know, at least I think it's six games ahead.
Five and a half right
Five
now.
Five and a half. Yep, yeah,
exactly.
So we're doing. I'm really happy with, if that's our worst, then I'll take that.
Philly comes to town on the 4th of July. It'll be jam-packed. We are Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, where you can catch every MLB game of your choice. Now let's switch gears so we can get this show on the road. And, of course, he's been down several times. It's a topic that you're familiar with. Mm-hmm. You were just a broken arm or a separated shoulder away from maybe being as good as Mikey back in the day. But he's Mikey Premet. He's been on before. He's a professional. Well, you're amateur now, but you're going to go pro.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you're going to go pro as a skateboarder. And thanks for taking some time to come down today and get us updated on where you've been.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, so recently I've just been recovering from a little bit of an ankle injury, as you know, as last time.
How the hell can you get hurt in that sport?
Yeah, I think so, but no, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's very likely, and it's just part of the, you know, got to pay to play. It's part of the game.
Well, let's talk about the rest of the summer events that you'll be attending, and how excited you are about that.
So I'm excited to be going out to California pretty soon. I'm going to be moving out there for at least 3 to 6 months to, you know, try and work on, you know, growing my marketability and just, you know, making connections.
Your name, image, and likeness?
Yeah, networking and all that, and just, you know, filming tricks at famous spots that haven't been done. That's another way to really get your name out there. It's called NBDs, never been done. So,
okay.
So if you do a lot of those at very famous spots, that's going to help. And just, yeah, marketing and trying to get new sponsors on board. And
this your TikTok or your YouTube fame?
I have TikTok and Instagram. They're both linked at Mikey Premet. It's just MikeyPremet. And yeah, I'm trying to grow those pages up. TikTok's doing all right. Instagram's doing all right. I also have a YouTube, Facebook, same name, but I really just focus on the Instagram, TikTok.
So is California like the hub, the place where everyone needs to go in order to? Okay.
For sure. Yeah. It's, I think every time I've been out there, magic has happened. And like just within a week or two at a time going out there, you get like new sponsors or come up on contests and, you know, just meet a lot of good people and a lot of pros. And it's very, it's good to be out there if you're trying to make it in skating.
Yeah, is there any upcoming contests, skate things that we need to look out for and see you in?
I will keep y'all postponed for sure, and I'll keep up.
Posted.
I'll keep.
You sound like the old man now. Yeah. Postponed. We're not gonna postpone you.
I'll keep posted. Yeah.
Ben would like to postpone me, but no.
Yeah, I'll be tuning in when I get out there and letting you guys know what's going on. But there is a little local contest going on right now called Barge the Bay. A lot of the homies are doing it down at the skate park and around town. And
would you say homies?
Yeah, all the homies, all the
my homies.
Yeah, but Barge Bay.
You need to get to L.A., baby.
Yeah,
that's just with your homies.
Yeah, right. But, that's a pretty fun thing that they're doing. It's like a scavenger hunt kind of contest. They got a book. They got to mark off all the challenges and complete. And
is it skate challenges or?
Yeah, they're all skate related.
Okay,
they have a lot of like other random stuff involved, like probably shave your eyebrow off or something, something crazy like that.
And what's the grand prize at the end? Is there like a
I think it's probably gonna be like $1,000 or something.
Oh wow, that is a big prize. $1,000 ain't half bad.
For right now in his world, that's major bank, right?
It's all right. It doesn't hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Speaking of working, are you working it and during the day too?
So I do.
When do you practice? Do you have set practice? Do you have set people you practice with?
I try to skateboard like as much as I can every day. I've been keeping it chill, you know, lately because I'm still recovering, like I said. But yeah, I try to skate at least like six times a week, you know, almost every day if I can.
I'm getting the lingo down. Chill, homies.
There you go, Mike. You're catching on.
Gotta let you guys know that's how the skaters talk.
Yeah, never but, been done.
Yeah, NBDs.
NBD. I do that every day.
Yeah.
But you said you do lessons though, right?
Yes. So I do skateboarding lessons from, you know, all ages pretty much, from beginner to advanced. And I got a buddy, Josh Tankos, shout out to him. He's been one of my most number one students who's shown the most progression, and he's pretty TikTok, Instagram famous too. A lot of locals know him, and he's great. He shreds, and it's fun having the kids out, and you're kind of able to influence them in a positive way too. You know, you're looking out for them and trying to just set a good example. So it's nice to have that too.
Now, I got to ask, what goes into skateboard lessons? Because, you know, being a baseball player, you know, they teach you how to throw. raise your leg this way, sit back on the other side. Well, what goes into it is just like where to place your feet, how to jump off a board.
Foot placement is definitely an important thing to consider and something I work on with the kids. I'll just watch them and I'll kind of tune into like what their movements are with how they're doing the tricks and see things I can improve on or see things I can let them see too that they wouldn't normally see. And just kind of like do it for them too. Like I'll show them how the trick is done and they'll be able to kind of, you know, take notes off that and just, you know, just work on hands on with them. And yeah, there's a lot of that goes into it, but that's a pretty basic setup.
Are you able to work with all skaters, guys who maybe ride funny or push Mongo or any of those kinds of things? You can still work with those kinds of guys?
Yeah, there's no discrimination. Everybody's accepted. And I've had a few Mongo kids. It's no big deal. I mean, it's just something you're usually going to get over when you get older.
See, Mike, more Mongo, lingo for you.
Yeah, more lingo.
Mike, no, now. Mongo is pushing with your front foot, and it's highly frowned upon in the skateboarding world.
I was Mongoing too much. That was the problem.
Yeah. See, I ride Mongo, and I push funny. Like, I stand on the back of the board and push with my front
foot. Me too.
Well, yeah. I'll give you a skate lesson.
There we go. I'll figure it out.
You give me a skate lesson, and there better be water so I can fall into it. Well, you know, we do everything here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I appreciate you coming down. Give us a little update on your skateboard success. We'll be following you. Again, our whole passion is a positive perspective in sports. And
yes.
What you're doing, and you're just as passionate as the next guests that are soccer passion for decades, and someday you'll be a coach. Maybe it'll become a sport in the high schools. I can see it becoming a sport at the high school that was so popular.
Yeah, you never know how things play out, but I appreciate you guys having me on here to talk skateboarding.
No problem, man. I got to work on my Mongo.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Mikey. Thanks for coming down, champ.
Thank you, guys.
Stay in touch, and again, we want to do an event out here at Berg's, as we want to do with everything.
We'll get it going.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
He's Mikey Premet, and he's advancing in the world of Mongoing. Is that correct?
Incorrect, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is correct. Our each and every week now, we're blessed by our good friends at Body Armor and Coca-Cola Florida Beverages to have our Tampa Bay Rowdies high school ticket giveaway. And the man with the plan, who basically is he's coordinating this for me. He is the producer of this, and he is Jim Hart. I call him the godfather of soccer in Tampa Bay. What's going on, my friend?
Hello? Skateboard. Our guest today might turn up to be one of the coaches, one of the most wide-ranging coaches in the Tampa Bay area. Pretty cool guy, David Wilson.
Well, it's great to have you, David. Appreciate you joining the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And your resume speaks for itself. We've had some diversity in coaches, but tennis, soccer. And then, if you're not successful, you got to fire yourself. You're the AD as well.
Yeah, that's probably the one person I tell parents. I said, hey, if you have a complaint, you can go see the AD. That usually quiets them down right away. So.
Well, there's no complaint in your success, my friend. And bravo, three state championships in tennis and on the boys' side. And the success speaks for itself. I've got a good friend that is a teaching pro down in Fort Myers, Billy McGee. And he was aware of your success up here. And bravo. I applaud you for that. Let's talk about your background from an athlete and then migrating into becoming a coach. If you'll share with our audience, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I grew up in upstate New York outside of Albany, and I ended up going to State University of New York at Cortland. And I was fortunate. When I went there, the soccer program was the number two team ranked in the country at the time. So I actually started that year off playing on they had a JV team. So the first half of the year I was with the JV team. I didn't get a start on the varsity team until the national semifinals. That was my first start ever playing University of North Carolina. So it was really cool to, you know, say, all right, I was the only freshman on the field to start for the national semifinals. And unfortunately we lost in sudden death overtime in that game. But, you know, it was a great introduction to my college career. But I went to a high school that was a very big basketball high school up there, and everyone that was a senior when I played college basketball. All six of us went and played college basketball. So the coach at Cortland had known who I was, and he said, "Well, listen, I need a point guard. And so 3 days after soccer was over, I was on the basketball court. Got to play the soccer and basketball in college. My senior year, I got bored, so I triple jumped for the track team, too. So I was always wanted to do athletics, always wanted to do sports, which led right into coaching. That's the only thing I've ever wanted to do.
Well, Jim, talk about how your paths crossed, because obviously he's involved in the Champions League, something that we're going to be diving into wholeheartedly. Let's talk a little bit about how you two became close friends and colleagues, and spreading the passion of soccer in the tri-state, the tri-county area.
Well, the first thing is we knew of each other as soccer coaches, of each other's programs, and of each other's successes. And as you know, Mike, the Champions League first sort of took shape in 2017. When I retired from soccer coaching in 2018, I was concerned about the future of the Champions League, but I knew if anybody would be in good hands to turn it over to, it would be David Wilson, which I asked him to step in and do that, because I didn't know how much I would be involved with the Champions League. So David took over the Champions League, and we started working together very closely on that front to build up the Champions League into what it is today.
Well, when you look at the two sports, soccer and tennis, David, and you probably don't want to say this on air, but do you have incredible success at the soccer, I mean, at the tennis level as well. Is there a preference for you as the AD? If you had to make a decision, which one would you prefer to be more involved in?
Oh, boy, it's
not a fair question.
Yeah, it's a good question, and I always tell the kids from both teams, because all my kids ask me that too, which do I like better. And whenever season men is my favorite sport, though. So during tennis season, that's my favorite. I wouldn't give it up. And during soccer, I'm the same way with that one. But we've been very fortunate that I've had, you know, I have great kids with great work ethics that, you know, have that bar set really high for them. So they come in, they push themselves, and it makes it pretty easy. And the other side of it, every year I have a tennis player that is also a soccer player, you know, so I can claim those two together sometimes.
There you go. A bundled package. Let me ask you this on the tennis side for a second, because we know that soccer is exploding across America, and Jim and I have talked about it, and the Rowdies coaches we've had on, and conversations with Ryan Helfrich with the Rowdies after the World Cup, things took off. But I got to ask you on the tennis side, you know, from a U.S. perspective, We haven't had a personality. I guess the last personality that was, it might have been Agassi. But we really haven't seen anybody, of course, on the women's side. But on the men's side, we really haven't had anybody that moves the needle, as they say. And do you see the feeder system of soccer on the boys' side softer than it's been in quite some time? Or tell me that it's got a resurgence, because I think it's a great sport.
Right, and I think that soccer right now is getting athletes that would have before gone to basketball or football or whatever the case may be, but they're bigger, stronger athletes that used to come out to play soccer. And it's just gotten, you know, it's not only on the national level, but it's on the world level now, and it's talked about a lot more, and it gets a lot more respect, I guess. So kids want to go out and play it. Now, on the tennis side, you could sort of say, hey, we haven't had an American that's been that elite athlete at the top of the level for a while, but then again, you look at it, there's only two or three guys, you know, or two or three countries that can claim that elite player anyway. It's been the same two or three guys for the last 10 years, so it's hard for someone else to break in, but it'll come again.
Yeah, I'm just curious about that. You know, I'll ask you, as I'm asking all these coaches, you know, we're blessed to have our relationship with the Rowdies. Do the kids from Wiregrass, do they enjoy this game and seeing the game at that next level, and that kind of inspires them, kind of like watching the World Cup inspired a lot of people? But I'm just curious, it seems like that generation loves coming to Rowdies games.
Yeah, and I think it's more so than the college avenue has. I think there's been some discouragement from kids, especially kids in Florida. They look at the rosters of all the colleges in Florida, and it's you know, there's two or three Americans on the team. The rest are international players. Where the Rowdies have done a great thing, where there are games with some of our kids that have played in our Champions League, all of a sudden get rostered to play, you know, for the Rowdies, and they're seeing that avenue that's there that wasn't there before. You know, they know there's an opportunity that, hey, if they work for it, there are levels you can play at. It doesn't have to be an MLS, or it doesn't have to be over in Europe. There are other avenues to play, and the Rowdies put a great product out.
Yes, they do, and a brilliant move on their part to bring some local to it. We work closely with Eckerd College, and they've had a couple of Eckerd College players that have migrated up to the Rowdies, and that was successful in its own right. You got some questions there, Jim Hart?
Yeah, well, a couple of things I wanted you to know, Mike. First is Wiregrass Ranch High School boys soccer has maybe the best game day experience in the Tampa Bay area for a game. They've got fans. They've got boisterous fans. David has it all together in terms of volunteers, support, concession stand, everything, the whole package. So that's one thing. And that takes a lot of work, behind-the-scenes work, as you know.
The other thing is, when David took over the Champions League in 2018, he kept the Champions League afloat out of his own puck for about 2 or 3 years before we really got some sponsorship going. So whatever's happening in the Champions League, it would have been dead if it wasn't for David's personal contribution. So I think that can't be said enough.
Well, bravo, my friend. I respect anybody that does that. I work with a lot of the Pinellas County high school coaches down here on the football and the baseball side, and they have to fundraise for their own uniforms, which I think is a travesty coming from the Midwest. Yeah. And I applaud anybody like yourself that's giving back to the high school world to keep kids active. And if there's anything we could ever do for you down here at Ferg's, fundraising, have some fun events, we're all ears. We do it quite often for schools.
I appreciate that.
David, how does Wiregrass look this coming year?
Well, it depends on which sport we're talking about, Jim. Are we talking about soccer still?
Let's go soccer.
All right. You know, I think that every year there's always my concern that we have a lot of talented players, and how many of them there are going to go and play in, you know, on the academy side of it and not be allowed to play high school soccer. That affects your roster completely, you know. And we have 5 kids now that are playing, you know, the MLS Academy that will be playing for us next year. So half my roster is lost. You know, with that being said, you know, I still plan on winning the conference. I still plan on winning the district, and I still plan on making a good run on state. So we'll do with what we have with what we have.
Mike, you heard it right. Some of these soccer clubs tell their players, okay, you cannot play high school soccer if you want to play on our team. And the
That's
kids
ridiculous.
Want to play high school soccer. It's crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
It's crazy, and it's a big thing for David and I and the people that support the Champions League to make this underlying point that the kids should have the chance to represent their school. You know, the coaches, the high school coaches are very reasonable people, and they can work with these club coaches on things like practice time so the kids aren't getting double taxed, you know, work hard for 2 hours of practice, then go to that night and have another 2-hour practice. That's not acceptable. But the high school coaches are reasonable, normal people who are there for the betterment of the kids and are happy to work with these clubs. The clubs just don't want to. We don't really understand why all the time.
Well, gentlemen, we need to get some soccer coaches down here, do a little round table, an entire show some day on our Florida sports stream. I appreciate you taking time on a busy day. David, I can't imagine how you keep all these balls in the air and rocking and rolling. And you've got the godfather of soccer there to assist you and give you guidance from time to time, I'm sure. But I look forward to meeting you, and we'll get the Rowdies tickets out to your kids. And we'll be following you closely. And I really want to put some emphasis on tennis. Tennis doesn't get enough love. I just did skateboarding for a high school kid, and we need to recognize the kids that are playing tennis. They're working just as hard as the kids that are playing football, soccer, basketball, whatever the respective sport may be.
Yeah, I'm glad to come on anytime and be able to talk whatever sport you want to, and I appreciate your time here.
All right. Have a great 4th of July weekend. You too, Jim Hart. I'll talk to you probably Monday, and we'll put our heads together on some of the things we're working on. Appreciate it, guys, very much. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
You too, thanks.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little high school baseball. Got a couple Hollins Royals in the house that we used to have. Do you see I got the Hollins gear right there, gang?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And we'll talk a little baseball. And last night, Jackie reached out to me, and then I reached out to Brad, and I watched the 3-0 victory for Florida versus Cali. I like to see them kicking their butt. Let's be back. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, nice conversation in our Rowdy's Body Armor segment. Jim Hart. And, of course, David Wilson, talk about diversity. You're the AD, you're the tennis coach, the soccer coach, and you got job security.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, that's kind of nice being able to send people to your own office and say, yeah, go speak with the AD. He'll sort it all out for you.
Your kid's not getting enough PT? Go talk to the AD. Yeah.
Shoot me another email.
Yeah, meet me there. I'll meet you there in 10 minutes. Rajin sits behind his desk. Flips it over, AD.
Solves a lot of problems.
What do you do as a parent? Turn around, walk out?
I mean, there's not much else you could do.
Today's world, they raise holy hell, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the world we live in. Kenny, welcome back.
Thank you.
You guys had a great year last year. Nice and loud, man. Like you're screaming at your brother.
Thank you.
You betcha. Of course, the Hollins Royals, not last year, the year prior, we got on that bandwagon. You guys had a nice run. You remember that. You weren't coaching yet at Seminole.
No, I wasn't coaching yet. I had just finished up my master's and was coming on back home.
But your senior year, you had another nice year.
Yeah.
Talk about the senior year and Coach Rogers and some of the highlights of 2023. and some of your best memories?
So our record was 16-12. It wasn't as good as the previous year where we had went 21-7-1. We had a tie. But we won a PCAC again versus Dunedin, so two-time back-to-back. That was
Everybody likes to beat Dunedin, right?
Everybody beats up on Dunedin.
Yep.
Unfortunately, though, we got knocked out in the semifinals of districts. We lost Osceola 1-0. But then we snuck in as the 7th seed for regionals, and we got beat by Osceola again 10-0 during the, I think it was, regional quarterfinal.
How did you guys do against Osceola this year?
We lost Osceola,
and you guys just really hate it.
And that's a big rivalry, us and Osceola. They're cool across the bridge, and we beat them during the regular season, but at the district championship, we did lose to them, unfortunately. But you know, Osceola made a good little run this season, and hopefully, both of our teams will kind of give it back to them.
Who's Holland's biggest rivalry, would you say?
I would probably say Seminole, to be honest. They're always the consistent.
Now, boys, get along today.
No punches will be thrown.
Now, I know plenty of guys on Seminole. I played with like Tyler Saunders, Alex Espelot, and some other players on that team.
So now that you've graduated, you know, and mom's probably sad, and her first boy is leaving the nest. What are your plans in the fall?
So right now I'm going to be attending Eastern Florida State College. It's a D1 junior college out in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be going there. I got a full ride scholarship to be a pitcher there.
Bravo, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
That's huge.
So hopefully we'll be there 1 to 2 years. And if maybe I get drafted, and if not, you know, maybe go to Division I and see what happens from there.
Okay. Have a little pitcher talk here.
Little pitcher talk. So are you righty, lefty? Give me a rundown. Righty. What's your righty?
Yes,
you got a good pitch sequence. What's your pitches? What's your go-to? That kind of thing.
So I guess you say for the last few years, I've worked with three pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup. My go-to's really been like my strikeout pitch, changeup. Props to Coach Jake. He helped me with that from freshman year. The curveball really came along too. He helped me with that. This past year, you started experimenting with a slider. It wasn't as good, but it's really hard to like develop pitches. It takes almost at least a few months to almost a year to be able to throw them in games and get them to where you want them to be.
Be able to have that confidence that you could throw at any time in the count.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I know the changeup's a great pitch to add to someone's repertoire, because I've noticed, at least in high school, a lot of pitchers don't really have that pitch anymore. They're sticking to, you know, their fastball, a two-seam, they'll have a curveball or a slider, but it seems like the changeup's kind of come out of fashion in high school. I don't see why. I think it's a very valuable pitch.
Agreed. I think it's one of the best pitches out there. I mean, I throw it to righties, and some people would just throw it to lefties because it runs away from them, but I almost use it almost as a sinker type pitch because I can get them to get jammed or something like that, ground ball pitch.
So are you more over the top? Or are you three quarters? Yeah. Where's your arms? Over the top. Yeah. Over the top guy. All right. That's where we are a little different there. I was a submarine guy, so
okay.
I don't really blend well with over the top kind of stuff.
Can I share my favorite story?
Oh, you can, Mike.
Go ahead, man.
I love him dearly.
Yeah.
Baseball Ben Botham. But he holds the record for number of batters hit in one game.
Oh yeah, I set the state record. So I do hold the state record. I do hold that. That is a little.
I think he just did it for an intimidation, so that the next game people are like, I'm not standing in the box. That dude hit 9 guys last time. Was it 9 or was it double digits?
It was definitely double digits.
That guy, he hit, oh my God, I thought it was 9.
Hey, but Mike, I only allowed one hit.
Oh, there's no but about it, man. That's horrible.
My entire high school career, I only allowed one hit in all of high school, all my high school games.
Well, holy hell. Well, you got a lot of hits when it came to human bodies.
You didn't get the opportunity to hit the ball.
Yeah. That was one game, though. That was one game. The rest, I was
pretty shut up. That happened to be the game that Eckerd College was there recruiting him.
Yeah, that was a little unfortunate. But, hey, we bounced back.
Hey, you went to Savannah State, and you had a great career there and had a lot of fun. Anyway, Back, you can ask serious questions now. I just had to throw that.
I don't know, Mike. You just put me on the spot. I'm sweating over here now.
Well, I don't think it's because of that question. So let's talk about some of your teammates. Any other guys going to go on and play collegiately?
Give them a low blow. So graduating seniors, one of our other pitchers, Ryland Bozenhardt, he's, I believe, going Division I of Florida Gulf Coast down in Fort Myers as a pitcher. Good for him. Love the kid. That I know of, I don't know anybody else that is a graduating senior going to be playing on scholarship or anything. I know like Alex Miller, is going to be trying it out for the club team for FSU.
Oh, good.
But yeah, we got like Brad Hill. He's going to go to USF. He might try out, but like he throws 90 and I don't know how he didn't get an offer or anything, man. It really sucks.
Yeah. And it's sad because there are opportunities. Yeah. Look at the opportunity you found.
Yes.
You would have never thought of that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a full ride and it's an opportunity to advance. And you know the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you'll be working with kids as well.
Yeah, I always try to encourage kids. If you want to play college baseball, if you want to go to the next level, there is a program somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might have to go pretty far, but there's a million and one programs out there. And a lot of kids, they get set on, oh, I want to play D1. I need to play D1.
That's not true.
It's almost better now to go to a JUCO or an NAIA, spend 1 or 2 years there, because the schools are more willing to focus on you, help build your talent, because that's their whole reputation, is being able to take guys from the JUCO, from the NAIA,
feeder system,
and move them to the next place. And that's how they get more talent. That's why they're willing to throw a little bit more resources your way.
That's definitely what attracted me to committing to Eastern Florida State, was just being able to have them like always be with me, always trying to teach me something, whether it's going to be in the weight room, on the mound, anything, like just the opportunities compared to, I was also recruited by Eckerd College. I got a scholarship from them. I felt like maybe the opportunity to play right away wasn't as well. And I want to play right away. I'm an athlete. I'm competitive. I want to do that. So I just felt going the JUCO route was definitely better for me.
And I would agree from the baseball perspective. And I'm immersed over there in Eckerd Sports. Your hat?
Yes.
Talk about that experience this year.
So this was the FACA game, which is the Florida Athletic Coaches Association game. I was one of three people from Pinellas County elected to go to the game. It was me, Trey Beard for Dunedin, and I can't recall the third person, but there was a lot of people there, like scouts. There's like 50, 60 MLB scouts there because that's the amount of talent.
Did you feel a little pressure there, Junior?
I did, but I didn't because I feel like the first day there was a lot more scouts. They had all the big boys throw. I don't know if you're aware of who Hunter Dietz is for Calvary. He's a draft prospect.
Yep. Throws in the 90s.
Trevor Harrison.
Mid-90s.
Mitchell throws mid-90s. A lot of the guys day one through mid-90s. So I was a day two guy because I'm a high 80s, maybe hitting 90, 91-ish. But yeah.
Still not too shabby, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's pretty good for high school baseball. I mean, I know guys are throwing harder and harder, but I think, you know, guys are sitting right around those numbers. They have a little bit more longevity. And in my opinion, I think that it's better to go after those kinds of guys because they're less likely to burn out.
And blowout. I mean,
mm-hmm. I mean, we see that with the Rays.
Look at Tyler Glass now.
They have 9 guys that have had Tommy John on the Rays starting lineup. So mm-hmm. Kind of crazy.
All right, young man. Well, I appreciate you coming down, sharing some stories.
Yes, sir.
Now we know where you're going. We're gonna have to follow your. Well, I'm sure this is your sports information director, Jackie. Thanks for coming down and bringing your brother as well.
All right.
And
thank you.
I'm sorry we couldn't get the team. I kept reaching out to Coach Rogers, and he's old school with his cell phone, man.
He is. He does not like texts, and he likes calls, but he might even not pick up the phone then.
Exactly. Where's he heading to now?
So he's headed to Zephyr Hills High School, but we do know our new head coach at Hollins High. I guess his name is Ryan Valdez. So, I mean, I'll be paying attention for my former teammates.
Of course you will.
He says that.
Your whole life.
Yes, of course. They say he's going to be a good coach, so I'm praying for them, and hopefully they do good next year, man.
All right. Well, we'll be following you as well, and I appreciate you taking down and bringing the fam. Let's take a – well, I tell you what. Let's take a quick break, and then we got to get to Peter Blake. Let's do that right now, and right here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection variety show, I should say. We started out with a little skateboarding. Then we migrated into the world of soccer and our Tampa Bay Rowdies High School Soccer Giveaway. And then I wanted to recognize that young man with a little of our Body Armor Prep Connection conversation with Hollins Baseball, Kenny. And a nice opportunity for that young man to advance his college career. Mm-hmm. And I don't think parents realize the opportunities that exist out there. I had never heard of Eastern Florida State. Had you?
No, I hadn't. But
full ride.
Full ride. I mean, you can't turn that down, Mike.
No, you can't.
All these schools. It's very easy to get noticed nowadays. You have so much social media, so many ways of reaching out to people, and there's just so much baseball. Whether it's independent leagues, like we talked to Ian Kinsavich last week, if you want to play baseball and you want to continue your career, you can, and it's something that's a true possibility now. That when I was playing, I thought, you know, Division I was really the only option. But looking back at it, if I had the opportunity to do it all again, not that I didn't love Savannah State and I had the greatest time when I was there, I probably would have gone the JUCO route or the NAIA route. So that way I would have had somebody focus on me, develop me from the start, and build up that in-game experience that I think is one of the most important parts of the game.
Well, he's baseball Ben Botham, and he will potentially, I know I'm not going to say potentially, I'm an optimist, he will be partnering with Peter Blake. He's on right now, a man with a plan. If you listen to sports or in this market, Peter Blake's name's up there with some of the greats. I call him a pro, and I'm fortunate we're putting together some alliances. And what's going on, my man?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great. You?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. It's a great Saturday just listening to you guys chop it up a little bit. And, some alliances going on. I'm really excited about the future with you guys. Awesome.
Well, we're actually perched in our favorite place. We're up here in the golf simulators. You actually did a show from Ferg's in the past. And so you know the climate down here. So we'll do quite a few events here. But let's talk about Peter Blake. And this is our first podcast profile, if you will. Talk about how you evolved into covering sports and this podcast thing has been incredibly successful, and the future's so bright we all got to wear shades with Florida Sports Stream as well as a platform.
Well, I kind of started on the radio here locally with some stations, just doing my own show and doing my own thing, and then eventually I just kind of branched out and stuck with some, you know, some platforms out there, and hooked on with a platform called Bucks Report at the time, and that's when we got started to go to Ferg's and do all these sports talk shows and just learn how to stream. I don't necessarily call my show a podcast, because a podcast you can record. What I do is live, and if you mess up, you mess up, and it's out there forever, and you can't edit it and take phone calls and have sound effects. It's basically, you know, the best of both worlds, a TV/radio type of show.
Yeah, well, I fumble, bumble, and stumble on a constant basis. And poor Ben has to pick me up off of the floor. But you're a consummate pro, and I'm looking forward to that. So let's get a pro's perspective. Let's talk about the Bucks 2023 as you look at it. You know, a lot of question marks with the quarterback position, new offensive coordinator. Let's get Peter Blake's position on where we're heading with the Bucks in 2023.
It's a great question. I still think the national narrative out there is that the Bucks are not going to be good because they lost Tom Brady, but it's easy to say that, and it's also a lazy take. And I kind of go back to last year, right? I mean, the Seattle Seahawks trade Russell Wilson, and they're not supposed to be competitive. They're not supposed to win any games at the end of the day. And then all of a sudden, Geno Smith turns around, becomes the quarterback that nobody thought he was going to become. And who's the quarterback coach of that team? Well, the new offensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dave Canales. So with the talent existing on this team, no matter who the starting quarterback is, and I really think it's going to be Baker Mayfield when you look at it, the potential is there. Well, who knows? Canales, I think, can turn him around. The defense has gotten younger, gotten a little bit stronger at the point of attack, and I still think they do have weapons. I mean, I was under the impression they have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Rashard White. That's not a bad collection of weapons on this team. Plus, you play in the NFC South, which is not the greatest. So I definitely think it's a winnable division, and in fact, I think they could actually have more wins, Mike. And Ben, than they had last year, which was 8. So well, I think they could have 10 wins.
You look at that schedule, though. That's a brutal schedule, my friend.
Well, you know, the first part of it is, and then, of course, you go to the second half, and it is on the road the majority of the time, the next couple months after that, in November and December. But you know what? The Bucks actually get a break because they're playing all these young quarterbacks. So who's to say they couldn't win at the end of the day? Who's to say if you emphasize the run game with the Rashard White and you take the pressure off no matter what quarterback it is, and again, I think it's going to be Baker Mayfield, if you do that, I definitely think your offense can be more balanced, more explosive. And once again, you have Evans and Godwin. Godwin's, what, 2 years removed from a knee injury? I think the sky's the limit for this team. People are looking at it and saying, you know what, it's doom and gloom. They're going to collapse for Caleb, try to draft one of these quarterbacks, either Caleb Williams out of USC or Drake May out of North Carolina. I just don't see it. I think the Bucks are still trying to compete. They're still trying to win this division, and they can win this division, in my opinion.
Hey, this is Ben here. I was wondering, are you hot on Rashard White? Because maybe this is a baseball fan talking, but he did not do great on my fantasy team. I'll tell you what, did not put up the points that I was hoping.
Some real questions.
Well, listen, you're exactly right. But, Ben, he could actually be a fantasy superstar and under the radar, and he shouldn't be. But you hear Dave Canales, you hear the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and how much they want to use him, how they want to focus on this run game. The offensive line is going to get that much better addition by subtraction with having Tristan Wirfs move over to the left side because the human turnstile is not here anymore in a Donovan Smith. That's Patrick Mahomes' problem. And they did a lot of shuffling, and then Ryan Jensen is back. So to answer your question, yes, he didn't do great in fantasy last year because he didn't get the opportunity, because when you're throwing the ball over 40 times a game, you're not going to run the ball with White. The offense is going to be different. It's Todd Bowles' baby. It's Dave Canales calling the plays. It's not Byron Leftwich. So if you're a fantasy football player, I would definitely take Rashard White because he could have over 1,000 yards this year easily.
Human turnstile. I love that term.
Thank you.
It took an Iowa Hawkeye to have the diversity to be able to move from one side to the other. And I just like to, once a show, put a little plug in for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes and the great Tristan Wirfs.
Well, I mean, not only can you draft an offensive lineman there, but you look at the Bucs defensively. They got Nelson, who's from Iowa. You got Kurt Ferentz, who's a great coach. Got a chance to interview him a couple years ago when he was down here for the Outback Bowl. So they got a great program. And by the way, tight ends, pretty good there. Greg Kittle, just saying, when he can stay healthy, he's one of the top ones in the league.
We've got five tight ends starting in the NFL right now. So it's a great school to go to if you're a defensive back, you're an offensive lineman, or a tight end. Otherwise, skill positions, not so much.
Right, exactly.
So let's talk about your show. Are you you're touching upon the Rays, your podcast, and it's superb, by the way. You're touching upon the Rays. Did you think, we only got a few minutes, did you ever think you'd see a season start like this? And, of course, you're a lifelong Rays fan. So is Ben Botham sitting across from me. You two collaborating on a baseball show is going to be superb. But did you ever think you'd see a start like this in 2023?
No. Look, when you start out 13-0, we always knew they had the pitching and defense, right, Mike? But what they didn't have is the offense. That's the difference this year. And really, I've been critical of this Rays ownership. I still think they should go out there in the trade deadline. I still think they should spend over $100 million. But how can you fault what they're doing right now? I mean, Jose Siri, a guy that is replaced to Kevin Kiermaier, has performed unbelievable. Luke Raley, a guy they're getting the power numbers out of. When this team is scoring over five runs a game, they're nearly unstoppable to beat. And that's exactly what they did last night. I mean, you're down 4-0. You tie the game at 4. And then what? You score 8 times in the 8th inning? I mean, it's just unheard of. And guys are just getting it done, led by Randy Arozarena. No, Wander Franco's had some problems off the field, but I think he's going to get it together. He's 22 years old. Again, the sky is the limit for this team. They got to stay healthy on their pitching staff. They may have to add another pitcher here because McClanahan went out in the game, didn't necessarily have his bad stuff, and his back is going to be tightened up. So that's really hurt this pitching rotation. But with all that being said, this bullpen, with them going 17-10 in June, has really held up. It really has. So look for them to make some moves at the trading deadline. They need to make some moves at the trading deadline. They need to go all in, like the Tampa Bay Lightning have, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have. Am I surprised by it? Completely surprised. I'm loving every minute of it. I stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning watching this team absolutely destroy the Seattle Mariners, who, you know, not a bad team. So I think the sky's the limit for this team going forward.
All right, my man. Well, we're looking forward to our collaborating on many, many, many ends of the great world of sports. You handle your professional side like a pro. You and Ben will be superb on the baseball side, and I'll take care of the high school and the local stuff, and we'll kick some butt and take some names. How's that sound?
Sounds good, my friend. You know, we say three things on the sports web. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. I'm your host, Peter Blake, your Rolex reporter. And if you don't know what that means, look it up. Rolex reporter got a Rolex from Jake Paul for asking a question. I love working with you guys. Can't wait to do it. Let's get to work, and let's definitely kick some butt.
He's Peter Blake. This is our first podcast profile, and I'm looking forward to that. He has a little bit of passion. My kind of cat.
Yeah, just a smidge. I could tell from that little.
Hey, I'm telling you, I actually got to touch the Rolex.
And oh, wow.
Did you hear that story?
No, I haven't.
Google it. Yeah, Google it. I actually got to touch the other day. We had a meeting, and it's a superb story. It's a great intro for him. I'm going to take him and go out and close some deals with it, by the way. All right. We'll be back. Hour number two, more diversity on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.